Rishus the Rosh Kala, Rishus the Mashkiach, Rishus the Rabbanim, and the Chavri HaKol HaChashuvim, Bnei Torah HaChashuvim. I, first of all, thank you for the opportunity. It's a tremendous zechus to be connected through my three boys who are here and the opportunity I have sometimes to come learn your base medrash. Rabbi Bender mentioned I should speak something, maybe halachadik, maybe koronadik, maybe pesachdik, maybe agadadik. So I think that we'll try to cover all of those. But I'd like to share with you a sugya, and we could talk and learn together. I'm not here to give a shir. I just want to, you know, talk out a sugya with you, and feel free to fight with me, to argue with me, to stand up and throw punches at me. Whatever works, I'm happy with. The shali is as follows. It has many forms of the same nekuda, and that is, let's present it for getting ready for Pesach. A guy comes to you and says, Rabbi, I'm celiac. I can't eat matzah. You say, a kazayis, you know, if an olive is not so big. I don't mean a kazayis, I mean an olive. An olive is not so big. Maybe eat an olive. No, it's going to mess up my digestion. It's going to make me sick. I'm going to have stomach aches. Okay, shala number one. Shala number two. Person has diabetes. Women, when they're pregnant, very high chance of having gestational diabetes. And it's the Seder time, so she's pregnant, so she can't have wine. She can't drink 4 cups of wine. But she also can't drink grape juice because grape juice has very high sugar content. So, Rabbi, what do I do? I can't, how am I making dal kaisis? That's question number two. No, question number three. Same shaila. Somebody has some kind of digestion issue and they say the fiber from the romaine mess. I don't hold that. Chrein, I hold, isn't what Chazal meant by mar. Good shaila, that's another discussion not for tonight. So, romaine lettuce, it hurts my system. I can't eat romaine lettuce. It gives me an indigestion for a week. So, what do I do? These are all one sug of a shayla, and the same shayla is what people had during Corona. During Corona, people were sick. Now, there was an added component in Corona because of the shayla of hurting other people. But even without other people, if you are sick and you're not feeling well, so they said, this is the Rabbanim said, you can't go to shul, period. No davening with a minion. Doesn't mean no davening, just no davening with a minion. Where's the p'tur? What's the p'tur? Or how do we deal with, again, I'm not going to focus on the Corona issue, I'm going to focus on the first three shailas, all different manifestations of one question of how do we deal with a chol she'ein bo sakana, right? Once there's a sakana involved, we're not handling that at all. That's clear, of course, mechalim kol dvar yisur, except for the gibel chamuras. But a chol she'ein bo sakana, a person's going to get a stomach ache, that's a bad stomach ache, a person's going to be knocked out, a person's going to throw up, a person's going to, you know, get a migraine from, as many people get migraine from wine, especially if they have allergies to sulfites, which is one of the preservatives that's in wine and grape juice. So they can't do mar, matzah, wine, or any other such mitzvah. Now, of course, you're all familiar with based on the Yerushalmi, the Shulchan Aruch passages like this, and it's in the first source. Is there anyone who doesn't have a source sheet? It'll just be much easier if you do, because I'm going to do a lot inside. I want you to be able to fight with me from with something under your belt, so you'll be able to look at it and fight with me, please. So if everyone doesn't need, I don't know if there are any, Shlomo, are there any more? There's more, okay, if anybody doesn't have, please take. So Shulchan Aruch tells us, of course the Gemara tells us, Yerushalmi tells us, I don't remember which of the Amoraim, it's a different version between the Babli and the Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi has Reb Yona, I don't remember who was in the Babli, who had a headache, mi Pesach, mi Tabacha ad Shavuos. Who was it? I don't remember who it was. For 7 weeks, a 7 week headache. And nevertheless, still was makpid to eat, to drink wine. Now nowadays we're lucky. We're lucky because in the olden days there was no such thing as grape juice. Why? Because when's Chag HaAsif? When do you harvest the grapes? Sukkot times, Chag HaAsif. So 6 months later, there was no way to preserve grapes or grape juice and it not turn into wine. There was no such thing as grape juice in the time of Chazal. Now we have grape juice, Baruch Hashem. So most posts assume you could be also with grape juice, maybe not the Chayrus aspect, but you could be also with grape juice. But they didn't have grape juice. So he drank wine, even though it gave him a headache for 7 weeks. So you see, it sounds from this, I mean, if you just take this, and we pass him like this in the Shulchan Aruch, that sounds like if you're going to be, let's assume he was not full of Mishka, let's assume he became a Chol Hashem Bo Sakana, it wasn't just a Mechush. So it sounds like you have to push yourself. You're going to be in bed maybe for odd 7 weeks, and still you're obligated to be Mekayim this mitzvah d'Rabbanan. It's only mitzvah d'Rabbanan, it's not even a d'Oraisa, and you still have to push yourself. So, if that's what it seems, you know, we're going to come out with a pretty big chumra. You tell the person, I'm sorry you're celiac, I'm sorry you have diabetes. Well, diabetes is already a shas takana. But I'm sorry you're celiac. I'm sorry you have digestive issues. You can't do Mara. But push yourself. You're going to be in bed for a week. Good. 6 weeks less than Chazal were in bed for. Okay. You're not going to last too long in the Rabbanis. That'll grant you. But I want to talk to you. There's Maram Shik. Maram Shik was asked a very similar shaila, but he was talking about a Chol HaShiyesh B'Sakana, which is, again, unobvious. But in the context of the Chol HaShiyesh B'Sakana, let's look at the shaila that Maram Shik was asked in Or HaChaim Siman Reish Samach. Nishalti b'chol ha'sha'amru la'arofim b'azhara gedoyla shelo yochal matzo marar v'im yochal harayu b'sakana gedoyla. The shaila is not, could I? The shaila is, what do I do? The rabbi doctor said, I can't. The shaila is, I want to do it anyway. It's a beautiful shaila. These are the Amalek shaila was not, there's a rabbi in Tinek, Rabbi Neuberger, a wonderful Talmud Chacham, and he pointed out when I was going to some shiurim when I became a rabbi, he pointed out that there's a difference between the younger generation and the older generation when it comes to fasting on Yom Kippur. The younger generation, all the young pregnant women called to say, could you please tell me I don't have to fast? All the 80-year-olds all call up the rabbi and says, my doctor says I can't fast, my children say I can't fast, can I not listen to them? I want to fast. The difference between the generations. That was the shaila here that the Maram Shik was asked. He was asked, I want to be machmir myself, I want to eat the morer, matzah and morer, even though it's going to be... So the question is, could he do it? Could he make a bracha on it? So look what the Maram Shik is. We're going to skip down to the third paragraph. He says something fascinating. Look at his suffix in the middle of source number two. Im ochel davar shemazik lo lebrius gufo, im mikri klal achila. Ken zayin, if something is dangerous to somebody, we're not... Again, I don't know if we're only limited to Chol HaShiyesh B'Sakana, but if something is unhealthy, that might not be defined as an achila at all. Dari amru biyuma pei daf pei, dim ochal achila gas, so we learn that from a pasuk, ki yochal, prat lemazik. The Gemara tells us that if you eat something that's mazik you, it's not called an achila bichlal. If it's not an achila bichlal, so, pirsha rabam hol mazik leguv, lo mikre achila shtia, and therefore maybe it's not called an achila. How could you say, Asher Kedishonu, it's a Sovet, Svanu Le'echol, Al Achilas Matzah, Al Achilas Mar? Forget the Asher Kedishonu. He might not be Mitzvah in the first place. But even besides that, does Hesne Ken Achila? It's not called an Achila, based on the Gemara and the Rambam. And therefore, what's the obvious kash that he has? So how come the Gemara says, by the Yayin, this first source that we saw in the Shulchan Aruch in Hilchis Dalakosis, we said that you do have to drink the wine, even if it's going to be Mazik you. Why are you drinking the wine? After it's being mazik, you does hasten ken achila. It's not considered achila. It's not considered ashtia. So why are you drinking it? It's not even. Why are you drinking? Why do you have to do it if it's being mazik you? And if you have to force yourself for wine, he says in the next paragraph, kalvachom, you should have to force yourself for dorais like matzah, and for mara, which is ikaro dorais, even though bismana says it's only dorabana, but it's ikaro doraisa. So if you have to force yourself for wine, certainly you should have to force yourself for matzah and mara. But why? I don't understand. It shouldn't be called an achila. So if you look on the top of the next page, he sets down a very big yesod, halacha l'maisa. A very big yesod. He says another interesting chiluk. We're not going to go into why he says it this way, but let's at least get the bottom line on top of page two. Says Maram Shik, this miut hakra, ki yochal prat l'mazik, when do we say it's not called an achila? That's only if it's mazik you immediately. If you eat, let's say you eat marer, and you throw up within 4 minutes, then it's not called an achila in the first place, not because you threw it up, because it was mazik you immediately. And then it wouldn't be called an achila, and you shouldn't say a bracha al achilas marer, you not no chiv to eat the marer. However, what happens if it's going to cause you a stomach ache tomorrow morning? You're going to come home from shul, you're not going to be able to have a good lunch, and you're going to be in the bathroom all day tomorrow afternoon. That's a few hours later. That's 10, 12, 15 hours after the Seder.
Oh, aval, the second line on page 2. Aval, imu nena mimenu el shla'acha es manu maziko. That's,
hey, it's an achila. That is called an achila, and that's what you have to do. So says Maram Shik, the case of the yayin that was mazik, that amora for 7 weeks, was not an immediate reaction. It was a delayed reaction, and such a case, if there's a delayed sickness that evolves from this, call it an allergy, call it a food sensitivity, if it's a delayed reaction, a delayed sickness, then you're mechuyev to do it.
You're mechuyev to undergo that pain, undergo that suffering, undergo that choli, because it's delayed. Masha'ein came. When there's an immediate reaction, allergic or otherwise, when there's an immediate reaction, then that's not called achila at all, and therefore you're not mechuyev to do that mitzvah, even a mitzvah d'arai. So why? Because it's not called an achila anyway. So why are you hurting yourself if it's not even called an achila? And that would be the maskana of the Maram Shik. So you realize that the bottom line of the Maram Shik is coming out with a chumrah. Coming out with a chumrah. He's saying that even if you're going to get sick, you do have a chiyuv, unless it's going to be immediate, but if it's not going to be immediate, you do have to eat this food, even if it's going to make you sick, if it's as long as it's going to be tomorrow. Okay. Now, I'd like to present some other... That's the Maram Shik Shita. We find some other suggestions in the Achronim who take issue with Maram Shik. The Av Beis Din in Vilna in the late 1800s was the author of the Cheshek Shlomo on the side of the Vilna Shas, and he has his tshuva sefer, his Binyan Shlomo, the Shlomo Mi Vilna, and he has a tshuva talking about the general issues that we're talking about: somebody who gets sick from eating matzah, from eating mora. And he wants to suggest the following. He says the following. He says, we know, you can see in source number 3, the Shulchan Aruch and Tafresh and Vav and Hilchas Lulav, Esrog, well, that's some halacha that we're all very well, you know, once I say it's Hilchas Lulav, you already know where I'm going. You go to the store, and you go to the Lulav, the Mocher Esrogim, and you buy yourself a nice Esrog, and a nice Esrog costs you $250, $300. What do you mean? The guy on Central Avenue sells it for $35. Why is this $350? So, how much do you have to pay? So we know that when it comes to Hidur Mitzvah, Ad Shlish, when it comes to Bichlal, buying a mitzvah, paying for a mitzvah, we know that's only Ad Chomesh. Lo Yivaz Beis Yosem Yichomesh. Okay, that's a halacha psukah. Now, comes Rav Shlomo Vilna, and he says the following. If when it comes to money, you don't have to pay more than a fifth, well, you're going to get sick. You're going to get sick from this. How do we shots up that sickness? Let's shots it up with a financial value. If, let's say I have $100,000. So $20,000 I have to pay for whatever given mitzvah. But if getting sick is worth to me more, not getting sick is worth more than $20,000, then we could argue you're not mechuyev to do that mitzvah at all. You're not mechuyev to invest $20,000, a fifth of your nechasim. You certainly don't have to pay your health, which was worth more than $20,000. Where do you see that your health is worth more than certainly a fifth, maybe even a lot more than a fifth? That we have he has a very nice kal v'chomer. Look on the bottom source, in source number 4. Quotes Gemara above a comment tzadikim, about 4 lines from the bottom. Im omer shvores kadi amanas liftar. I say, you know, I have this I have a jug of wine, whatever's in the jug. Do me a favor. Take a hammer and smash it for me. Just stop. I'm in a bad mood. Smash it. And you're not going to have to pay. I'm not going to hold you accountable. Well, you're potter, right? I was mochel. However, v'ilu b'tzar ha'guf, third to last line, t'nan dum omer hakeni p'so'eni, afilu b'omer amanas liftar, chayav. So what do you see? What's stronger? My connection to my wealth, which is nitan l'mechila, or my connection to my body, which is not nitan to mechila? You see that my connection, my ava, my interest in my gufnius, my physical body, is a stronger shaychus, and therefore, even though I'll happily be moichel the money value of my kad hanishbar, I'm not able to be moichel the pain that you caused me. What do you say?
But he's willing to be moichel.
You're saying so that he can't. Yeah. That's the Rambam. That's the next line that he could. There's a Rambam. The Rambam argues. Yeah. That's true. So he wants this, right? Yeah, you're making a good point. So based on this, the Rav Shlomo Vilna wants to say that we have a kal v'chomer. What is he saying? He's saying if for money, you don't have to do a mitzvah. Kal v'chomer when your body's at stake, you don't have to do a mitzvah. And therefore, the Rav Shlomo Vilna would be arguing on the Maram Shik and saying that when it comes to health at risk, We're not talking about sakana. When it comes to that you're going to fall a choli, then you're not obligated to do that mitzvah that will cause you to become sick. Now, if you turn to page 3, we have, without getting into the history of the Besamim Rosh, Besamim Rosh was
put forth in the late 1700s as a Shalos Tshuvos of the Rush, but it was probably a forgery, probably written by someone named Rishol Berlin in the 1700s. But nevertheless, a lot of the Achronim, the classical Achronim, do handle his Sfaris, so I think we have the right to... there are a lot of questions about the contents of the Besamim Rosh, but the Achronim do handle with his... Rav Zilberstein, Chamashukei Chemed, just paraphrases his tshuva very well, and you'll see the bottom, which is the bad print. That's from the tshuva itself. That's why I'd rather give you the prettier print for the first half. So the question that he was asked was Mamashar question. Somebody calls up the rabbi and says, Rabbi, I eat maror, and every year I'm sick, my stomach is out for a week. What do I do? So that was a shayla that the Besamim Rosh tries to, it says a day or two. So he gives two interesting answers, and they're just a little bit different. You'll see what I mean. Look at answer number one, Aleph. I'm not going to talk about this. You'll see it's very hard to figure out what is exactly his teretz. Mishum, it's mutter. You don't have to eat the mar. You know why? Look at his words, Aleph. Mishum shahat Torah lechayim nitna. Dracheha darchei noam. Eim ze darchei noam. And just like a chola is pater from hamitzvos, I'm sorry, just like a chol is pater from sukkah, so too a chol is pater from kol hamitzvos. Now what are you going to ask? What? Kentaduru. So this is a gigantic machlokas rishonim. Many rishonim say like you, and other rishonim, the ritva says, I don't remember which one is the ritva, which one isn't, and other rishonim say no, that we learn from chola to from the p'tur sukkah of a chola to all the mitzvos. But we're not going to get into that. That's his first answer. Look at the second answer. That's what I'm going to focus on. Beis, a very interesting svar also. I underlined it in the middle of page 3. The mitzvah gedoyla lahavros gufa mikol choli. Right? It's mitzvah. They have a gym here?
Yes.
joking. Mitzvah gedoyla lahavros gufa mikol choli. It's important to keep yourself healthy, right? But look at the next three words. Va'oisek b'mitzvah patu min ha-mitzvah. What did he just say? He just said an incredible chiddush. He says that a chola who's trying to keep himself healthy is... thereby being oisik b'mitzvah, and therefore being, should be pater min ha-mitzvah from whatever other mitzvah. So if you have stomach problems, and you're trying to stay on the right diet, and you're trying to exercise, and do all the right things to keep yourself healthy, and they're going to, you know, Chazal come, and the Torah comes and says, eat matzah, eat mara, drink the alkaisis. I'm sorry, Eibishter Tat in Himmel, I'm being oisik b'mitzvah, and those who are learning the sugya of osi b'mitzvah, patim b'mitzvah, you know, might not just be patim b'mitzvah, it might also be osu, the ritva says like that, you're not allowed to do the other thing, okay, we're not going to get into that lumbus. But says the Besam Rosh, a fascinating svara, that if you're trying to keep yourself healthy, you're patim from the mitzvah. And therefore, the Besam Rosh's masik concludes that you don't have to be mekayim in the mitzvah of maror, of matzah, and of course not dalet kosis either, if it's going to make you sick. Incredible stuff. What's that? Does he have a court for what? Osik mitzvah matur and mitzvah is
mitzvah
gedola. That lahavros gufa is a mitzvah gedola. Lahavros gufa is a mitzvah gedola. Why does he say gedola? I understand that's not the pashas have a crow, yeah? What's that?
Means we
also get
a mitzvah.
Yeah, that's the kasha that I thought you were going to ask, right? Like Tosis. Tosis says that's only bitten the osik way, right? So the Binyan Shlomo is going to ask your kasha. So we'll see that in a minute.
But this is the
But the p'tur doesn't start. He's asking that. I don't know your names. I'm sorry. The p'tur doesn't begin unless you are usik bey. If you're just standing still, not doing that itself is the answer. Not eating it. That's not called usik bey. I hear your story. I like your story. You're saying you're doing something active to hurt yourself. That should already. I hear your story. I hear your story. What's the gather chola mean? I don't want to get into. Let's just assume nafal mishka like Shabbos without getting.
He's saying only Hashem wants to work with something. You should do real nezik. Just destroy yourself. You're not comfortable. Maybe that's not considered not watching yourself.
So you're saying maybe this mitzvah gadol lishma gufa is something that like you shouldn't do something that will have a permanent damage. But something that will just for a day or two knock you out. Maybe that's not something for which we would say that the mitzvah gadol lishma gufa. I hear that svara very strong. It happens to be his shiloh is about 1 or 2 days being sick. So he is not learning like that, but your svara, I think, is a strong svara. Okay, but either way, the obvious shiloh, though, what's the obvious shiloh? What's the mefusha chazal that says that you do have to make yourself sick? What's the obvious shiloh? The mechaber, bayayin. Bayayin, we say you do have to make yourself sick. So what do you,
What are you hugging a chinek that you have to keep yourself healthy, don't do things that are going to make you sick? Chazal said, the Bavli, the Yerushalmi, passing the Amalach and Tafin, Ayin Beis, and Hilchas Dal Koises, you do have to drink wine even if it's going to make you sick. So he gives two interesting answers. And again, this is a whole nother shir, not for now. In the bottom paragraph, which are the words of the text, the picture of the Bessam Rosh himself, maybe Dal Koses is unique. Why would Dal Koses be unique? Without looking in, who could forget why Dal Koses would be unique? And maybe there you have to push yourself harder than everywhere else. What? Pirsumanisa. We know that there are different Gedar and Pirsumanisa. You only have to be Mocher Bigdo for Pirsumanisa, right? Even though it's only Durabanan, right? You don't have to be Mocher Bigdo for a Mitzvah Daraisa. Pirsumanisa is a Hechra type of Mitzvah. It's a qualitatively different type of mitzvah. What?
Megillah is
Mavatel. Yeah. Pirsumanisa is a different kind of mitzvah. Maybe for that, even though by a regular mitzvah, even Daraisa, you don't have to make yourself sick. But Pirsumanisa, that you do. One answer. Interesting. Now look at the third line of this bottom paragraph. V'boyseima Reb Yochanan Midas Chasidus Hu Da'avid. It's not a halacha. It's not a halacha that you have to make yourself sick. Reb Yochanan was holding by a certain madrega that he pushed himself. But the next few lines are fascinating. Look what he says. V'chein roi l'toyfsei ha-torah v'rosh ma'omdim ala'om l'chazik atzim b'inyoni ha-mitzis. Even if it's something that's not for the plebeians, it's not something for the hamonam, for Bnei Torah, for Talmidei Chachamim, we hold them to a higher standard. That's not the interesting part. Look at the next line. Look at the second to last line. Sometimes, if you're Ben Torah, you have to be more makel in certain halachas. When? It's going to stare your learning. You have this shaila by, I remember, I once asked a shaila to Rav Aryeh Finkel in the Mir. I made a mistake. I did something for Shogeg on Yontif. I didn't realize I was doing something for the first time. I was away when I went to the Mir for the first time. Something with Hadlakis Neiris on Yontif Sheni. I put whatever it was. And I was very bothered. I went to Aryeh Finkel, a tzaddik. That's who knew Rav Aryeh Finkel, a big tzaddik. And I said, what's the takana? Maybe I should fast for a day, a month, a year. I don't know what I should do. It's a shogging on a drabbanah, lemaisa. He said, you're in yeshiva? I said, yes, I'm in yeshiva. He said, you learn starker. You don't have to, if you're going to try to fast, it's going to take away from your learning. So that's, maybe somebody else, maybe it would be fast to have proper to have a Titus, but for somebody who's a Ben Torah, you have to make sure you're able to focus and able to be able to focus on your learning. Okay. So that's the svara of the Bessam Rosh, which again is just the Osik Mitzvah, you're keeping yourself healthy, you're potem and mitzvah, you don't have to do dalkosis, you don't have to do matzah and morer. Comes the Binyan Shlomo, that's the same Shlomo Vilna, and he says, What are you talking about? That was your question. Tumihani, second line on page 4. Tumihani, ma shayach b'chole osik b'mitzvah, da eno torud b'shum mitzvah klal. Right? That's what Tosis says in the sugya of osik b'mitzvah patim in a mitzvah, that's only your only patim in the da'osik bay. So what's the heter of this? For someone else to call you an osik b'mitzvah, so you don't have to do matzah, you don't have to do mara, you're osik b'mitzvah. You're not osik in a mitzvah right now. You're just walking around and you don't want to eat the mara because you're scared it's going to make you sick. Okay, but it happens to be, despite Rosh Shlomo Vilna's shaila and the shaila that you asked, which is a strong shaila, it happens to be Rabbi Chanan doesn't seem to be bothered by that, because if you look at the next source, in Kavet Shiurim, Rabbi Chanan says, he talks about an interesting, this is going to bring us back to Corona, he talks about an interesting Shuvas HaGaonim. We said before that Cholim, of course, and Misham Shem are Pturim in Asuka. And Pasuk, the obvious reason would be because of Teshu Ke'en Taduru. That's the obvious reason. The question is, do we have the right, is it limited to Sukkah, or is this a Ptur in Kol HaTorah Kula? At least by Cholim, let's leave out Misham Shem, but at least by Cholim, Misham Shem anyway might have a Heter because of, we'll see in a second, but do we apply the Svara, not of Teshu Ke'en Taduru, but the Svara of Cholim, Patur and HaMitzvahs to other areas of Halacha? Believe it or not, look at this Chuvas HaGaonim that Rabbi Chanan quotes in source number 7. He quotes Chuvas HaGaonim. Chole she'ein yachol hispalel. He's not talking about sukkah, right? Im kovid olav hacholi, hu umisham shav piturin. Let me put this in English. Your wife is at work. Your four-year-old is home from playgroup because she's sick. It's time for mincha. Your four-year-old daughter has, you know, has a bad headache. And she's sick, your wife isn't home. So, Shulis HaGaonim says, you're pater for mincha, right? D'yalfin on misukka. Wow. What do you mean? Sukkah is only a p'tura of osik b'mitzvah, is only a teshu king to do, right? See, Shulis HaGaonim learns this, that's right. And that's the point that Rabbi Chanan points out. He asks your question. Look at the second line of the of that paragraph, two lines after the bullet point. Muchach mized amisham shemein ba'alum v'ha dipturin hu mitaymedas. I'm sorry. I skipped a step. He says, why are the cholim pturin? I'm sorry. Why are the mishamshim pturin and the mishamshim of course are pturin because they're oskim b'mitzvah. Therefore, of course, they're pturim in the mitzvah. V'tzarich yud l'fiz acholim mishamshim pturim mikol mitzvahs. It should be limited to sukkah, where you have the gzeres sakas with teshu kein tadura. The heter of the mishamshim is not a heter of teshu kein tadura. It's there. The mishamshim are pturim because of osik b'mitzvah, and once we prove that the mishamshim's het ptur is because of osik b'mitzvah, patur b'mitzvah. We have the right to say also on the Chayla himself that his heter, at least according to this Gaonim, this is Shuta Gaonim, Lafiza, I underline it, Gamba Chayla Atzmo, Shayach Taimon, the Oisik B'mitzvah. The mitzvah Hashav as Gufo, Gamma Le Dide Ramya. You ask, where do we see it's a mitzvah Gedola? I don't know, but Yusuf Chanan is clearly saying very explicitly, he's buying this this Bissam Rosh, and he quotes in the next line, Vechain Kosu B'Shaz, the Chuvis, Bissam Rosh. What?
Yeah,
you're making good chiluk. You're saying that somebody is sick, I understand, that might be a p'tur from other mitzvahs. Here we're talking about somebody who wants to protect himself from not getting sick. I hear the chiluk, but I don't think you're more osik b'mitzvah when you're sick than when you're not sick. Meaning, if I'm sick and I don't want to get more sick, or if I'm not sick at all and I don't want to get sick, I'm equally want to avoid this activity that will make me get worse. You're not somebody who's sick, lying in bed, he's not osik b'mitzvah by lying in bed. You're saying because he's trying to get himself healthy. Okay, I hear you, sir. Okay, so what we have is, we start with the Maram Shik, who was quite machmer, and he said that you have to be, when it comes to someone who will be full of cholesh in bo sakona, you have to push yourself and do it, and do the mitzvah. We had the Bissamim Rosh, we had Rebbe Chanan here, we have the next line, I have a one-liner from the Chalkis Yav, also in an unusual place, Dine Ones. He also says that Chola She'ein Basakana does not have to do the mitzvah. So we have the Maram Shik is Machmer, you have the Binyan Shlomo being Mekel, you have the Bissam Rosh being Mekel, you have the Chelkas Yaakov being Yoav being Mekel. There's also an Avnei Nezer. Avnei Nezer was asked, I don't have this on the sheet, Avnei Nezer was asked an interesting question. Avnei Nezer, the Sefer Shaver, who was also the Rebbe of the Chelkas Yoav, I believe. I think he was the Rebbe of the Chelkas Yoav, yeah. The Avnei Nezer asked the Shaila, a baby was born with a problem in his legs and had to be put in a cast, a lower body cast, but if you do that, you're not going to be able to give him a bris b'yom shemini. So the Avnei Nezer paskined that the enabling him to be able to walk properly could be docha, no sakon involved. Just, I don't know if it would be a disformed, you know, a disformed leg or something of that sort. The choli of the misconfigured leg would be docha the assay directly of kares, right? Maybe the assay of milu biyom hashmini. So we have rov of the achronim, and I know halacha lemaaser of asherais also passes like this, that if a person will be sick, they do not have to fulfill yayin, maror, matzah, and halacha lemaaser. That would be probably the way that rov achronim would go, and that probably would be the bottom line halacha lemaaser. Any questions about this? I just want to finish with one machshava. Any other ha'aras about this? Okay, just one machshava to get ready for the seder, to get ready for an end of the zman, a ben hazmanim. There's an incredible question of the Abarbanel on the, some pronounce it Abravanel, on the Haggadah. Manishtana, halayla zemikol, shabuchol, anu achum chomei tzumatza, halayla zekulo matza. Says the Abarbanel, you know what the question is?
The question is that when we come to HaKadosh Baruch, when we come to sit with our families at the Seder, we were just experiencing through our Yetzias Mitzrayim four things. We were a cholim shenisrapu at Har Sinai. We were chavish beis hasurim in Mitzrayim. We were holchei midbaros. You see where I'm going? We were holchei hayam. So therefore, we have to be a karban toda. What's a karban toda? Karban toda is 40 lachmei toda. What are the 40 lachmei toda?
We have, where is it? The Mishnah in Menachos. I'm not holding a Menachos. We have a rakik, we have our chalas, we have our revucha, those are 30 matzahs, and then we have 10 karbanos of chametz, 10 loaves that are chametz. So therefore, the Abarbanel says, you know what the shaila is? Whenever we bring a karban toda, whenever we thank Hashem for all these four experiences, we bring chametz and matzah, right? The 30 that are matzah, the 10 that are chametz. But halayla hazeh, tonight, which should l'chayra be a karban toda, to thank HaKadosh Baruch for saving us from all those four experiences, all compiled and amalgamated together, kula matzah. How come we don't have the lachmei toda that are chametz? That's how that Abarbanel asks, explains the question of halayla hazeh kulo matzah. What's the answer? Taka, so why don't we have that component of the full karban toda? There's an incredible Chassid Sofer in the Drashas Shabbos Hagadol. The Chassid Sofer says something incredible. He says, there's another Korban that's very similar to the Korban Toda, but different in one way. The Korban Miluim, when Moshe took Bnei Aaron to make them into Kohanim, to make them become Kohanim in the first place, they had to bring the Korban Miluim. What was the Korban Miluim? 3/4 of a Korban Toda. You have the revucha, you have the rakik, you have the matzahs, you have all the things that are not chametz. What don't you have? You don't have the chametz. Says the Chasam Sofer, when we bring the Korban Pesach, think about the Korban Pesach, it's not that we're bringing a Korban Toda, it's that we are bringing a Korban Miluim. Because it's not just that we are thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for what He did with us, that He took us out of the Yam, He took us out of our Choli, and He took us out of the Midbar, and He took us out of our Beis HaSurim, is Fakert. He took us towards becoming Bnei Chorin. He took us towards becoming an Am Seguli. He took us towards becoming a Mamlechas Kayin of a Goy Kadosh. That's where He took us. That's what the Korban Miluim is all about. And that's why we say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, thank you for, that's the answer to the question. The question was, how come it's not a Korban Toda? How come we bring a Korban Toda tonight? The answer is because we're not bringing a carbon toda to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're bringing a carbon miluim. And a carbon miluim has the 3 that are taka matzah without the chametz, because our goal is to be'ez Hashem, become b'nei chorin. Baruch Hashem, ashreichem, that you all have the opportunity to be yoshev b'umko shel halacha, to be in a yeshiva like Darchi Torah and a kol like Tirtzvar with Baruch Hashem, such wonderful Talmidei Chachamim as role models, and ashreichem. And realize when you're sitting at the Seder, we're not just saying thank you for taking us out from where we are, but Baruch Hashem, bring us closer to where we're heading and to what we're doing, and to be proud of the Torah that we're learning. And we should be zochet to all recommit ourselves, Baruch Hashem. We said the Seder, we're recommitting ourselves to mechanich ourselves, milashon, not chinuch education, but chinuch in the sense of inaugurating ourselves to be mekabel the Torah, to rededicate ourselves to Torah. We should be zochet, Baruch Hashem, to have a good ben hazmanim, to have an aliyah, and to learn better about Hashem next month with Makir Tov, Takarish Baruch Hu, Modele Sha'avar, like the Mishnah Baruch Hu says, but Tzoyik La'asid Lo, we should continue to shteig and to have more Hatzlach Be'ez Hashem. Yashikach, thank you for having me, and I wish you all a good Ben Azmanim, Chakosh V'Sameach.